You, of course, are listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. It is the 29th day of January. On the phone line, Jackie Vakes at Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Good afternoon to you, Jackie. How are you? There she is. Hi, Jackie. How are you? I just didn't have the numbers pulled up. Right.
Well, I said it was really good.
No, that's good. Hey,
good,
you know,
afternoon to you.
I have to tell you, the first time I heard the underwriter for the pork producers, it threw me because I didn't know they had put either of our names in it. And it's just kind of odd. But I'm really glad you're going to be along for that trip next week.
I'm excited about that, too.
Yeah,
very
so
excited about that.
You and I'll be at the pork producers next week. That's on what? Wednesday, right?
Wednesday.
Yeah,
Wednesday.
And then up at Castle Bank in DeKalb on Thursday. And tonight you're in Pontiac at the Elks Club, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh, well, you've got a busy week ahead of you, among all the other things you do, doing the ag panels with WILL. So thank you so much about that. I appreciate that.
Welcome. I really appreciate it, too.
Well, other than the State of the Union, the Farm Bill, well, maybe we should start with both of those things, I guess, this afternoon as we begin to make our way through what's been happening. State of the Union, did you watch it last night? I made note that the president did not bother to mention agriculture. He did talk about farmers occasionally, but not agriculture. No ethanol. That's probably not so surprising, I think, Jackie, because he did say we will continue all of the above energy strategy. That would include biofuels. But I have my doubts that he wanted to get embroiled in the RFS thing last night.
I think you're right.
And then, of course, the Farm Bill passed out of committee yesterday in the House of Representatives, as you'll hear from Dave Dickey a bit later and from myself if you go on the website, too. Passed the Farm Bill today. What'd you think of that one?
Well, I think it's pretty interesting. I looked at some of the highlights. I thought there were some kind of interesting things there. They said they're going to do a 10-state test program to grow industrial hemp, which those 10 states have already approved it. So that's just that'll be another agricultural product that we'll be working toward, as well as a 10-state to allow work requirements for food stamp recipients, something I don't think we've ever seen before. Dairy protection program with no quotas. That's what everybody was, they were all fighting about. And the limits on how much farmers can receive in payments, but not on how many persons per farm operation can collect. And I kind of wondered what that was going to be. And I know a lot of my clients have been concerned about that. So we'll see what really comes out when we get all the nitty-gritty after everything's done.
Yeah, means testing remains in place, and they ended up at 950,000. That's AGI, so that's gross income.
Right.
Not what they make, but AGI. And then what else? The ARC program, which is a bit like ACRE, and then SCO, which is the supplemental coverage option, which would be insurance on top of crop insurance.
Right.
Both of those, get this, they're both going in play for the 2014 crop.
I know that.
The SCO won't. They're almost in play. I asked about that this morning for some clarification to Jonathan Kappas, who's the farm policy specialist here on campus. I'm having a little trouble getting that up onto our website, but hopefully it's about a 30-minute interview, and we'll have it at willag.org. He goes into great detail, but I guess for all intents and purposes, ARC looks like ACRE. SCO is on top of crop insurance, and you farmers will end up having to make a decision probably this summer as to which one they want to do permanently.
Yeah.
But it won't, that part won't go quite back retroactively completely for the 2014 crop, at least on the crop insurance decisions they'll make in March. But who knows how it'll change and what actually what I've got right and wrong at the moment, but it'll be interesting. There will be decisions farmers have to make. How about that?
Be, and it's going to be interesting too if they carry forward with some of the rhetoric that had been out there. Todd, was that if you make the decision on your farm, then that decision follows through to whoever you sell your farm to. And so, you know, that'll be interesting to see if that still remains in the language or not.
Because the difference, but here's the primary difference between the two, I think, and I'm not certain about this. The ARC program would be on base acres, and the SCO program would be on planted acreage, right? And they choose one or the other. So my guess is that Base acres tended to move, if I remember correctly. So if you go into ARC, that may be the case. I don't know if you're going to the other. It'll just be interesting to see. Mm-hmm. And it may have as much to do with the base acreage as anything.
Right.
And I honestly, I'm only guessing.
It'll be interesting tonight to see if any of the guys at the, because there will be a crop insurance presentation tonight, if they have any additional information available to them.
Right.
You know, what they might talk about.
Right. And then if you happen to be headed, and you're not on this particular panel, but Saturday morning, as long as we can skate into Joliet, to the Joliet Junior College there. That's right across from the Speedway, by the way. At 10 a.m., I'll have Gary Schnittke with me along with Matt Bennett and Chuck Shelby. That one does cost to get into, but from what I remember, it should be worthwhile, not only for the program itself that we'll be putting on, but I think that's a pretty good event all in all. So there are more places for people to check, and I'm sure Gary Schnittke will be writing things for the website at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. I suppose maybe we ought to talk about the marketplace.
Maybe.
At some point, it was kind of ugly in Chicago. Lots of red today. What happened?
It is ugly. To me, it looked like a blood transfusion gone wrong. It just was, well, there are a number of things that happened. One that's really surprising is how hard wheat got hit. You know, we had cancellations of registrations in KC wheat and in Chicago wheat. We only have 407 registrations left. And we're seeing, you know, deliverable stocks going down in all of those, and yet we couldn't find any support in the wheat market. The weather certainly hasn't moderated. We're continuing to have the same problems out in the west that we've been having. In fact, today I talked to one of our guys out there, and he said the erosion is so bad that they actually have wheat that's blowing away in some places because it was planted in such dry conditions, you know. And so wheat led the party, and then beans stepped right in. You know, beans, we saw them... The agricultural secretary for Brazil raised the Brazilian crop to 89.5. Well, that's no surprise. We've had 91.3 out here, so you wouldn't have expected that to be a real negative to the market. But we're in a marketplace at this time, Todd, that whatever information comes out is going to cause trading, and whether it's going to be to the up or to the down, it's everybody looks at it basically as a one day at a time, not a long-term trade. We're waiting for more information to come in when we get into the supply and demand report. And, of course, then the ag report coming out of the forum the third week in February. And so I think until then we probably will continue to trade a range, corn 410 to 440 probably in the March. You know, when you look at December, 440 to 450, somewhere in that neighborhood. Beans, again, we're just going to get knocked around, probably down to the 1260s and all the way up to the $13 level on the old crop, and on the new crop, 1095 to probably 1130. And so, you know, until we have a lot more information, I think it's going to be pretty tough. You know, we saw them test the uptrend lines in the March and in December both. On corn, we tested the uptrend lines on the March and November beans. Couldn't find any buying at that level. So I think one of the things in new crop, Todd, that we've got going on is there's concerns with the high cost of natural gas and propane. Will guys actually shift away from corn acres and into more bean acres? I think that also was on the minds of a lot of traders today, but we have a ways to go yet before the whole winter's done and before we're drying corn.
That would be an energy decision mostly in the upper Midwest based on drying cost, right?
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And we spent a lot doing that last year, you know. So I think, you know, when you look at the bigger picture on the market, too, the livestock market settled down a little bit, but we've seen a lot of acid around that 150 level. And I'm just waiting to find out how long before those prices really hit the real market. It usually takes about 60 days or so to hit the retail side of it. You know, in the past, the retailers have been good to us. They've raised the prices of pork and chicken and all the other competing meats to try and absorb the extra cost of the beef so they can keep a really good variety there for all of us to eat. But we saw dairy right here in Champaign County yesterday on the news last night. They talked about a gallon of milk at one store was $1.98, all the way up to $5 at another store. And they were interviewing people, and people were saying, you know, we can't afford to pay that kind of money, so we have to wonder, will a $6 steak now only be a half an inch thick?
it'll fix quick.
No kidding. Just hold it over the burner, it'll be done, you know. I think that's something that we all have to be concerned about.
Anything on the Fed?
On the Fed?
Yeah.
The Fed did come out, yes. They said they're going to continue their tapering. You know, they They also laid out some guidelines as to when they may raise interest rates, and the number one thing is when unemployment would go below 6.5%, or if inflation goes above the 2.5%. And so they came out and basically did what I think most people expected them to do. The Dow, however, has not reacted very kindly. It's down over 200 now. And, you know, it's a circumstance where we're going to continue to, you know, we're changing. Mr. Bernanke's gone. We now have, you know, a new chairman. Mm-hmm. All of that changes things, too, and that always makes everybody a little bit nervous about what's happening. But they didn't have any big spectacular news.
Hey, you have a good meeting tonight in Pontiac.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Jackie Vakes is with Stuart Peterson, joins us here on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. You can see her tonight in Pontiac, 6 o'clock, at the Elks Club.